Spring for Music is a festival featuring North American orchestras performing adventurous programming. The ASO was one of six orchestras chosen to showcase their artistic philosophies through distinctive and creative programming. Kurt Long is executive director of the Alabama Symphony Orchestra. He's happy for the players and conductor Justin Brown.
I think it's a great external recognition for our musicians and for Justin. This is kind of like the final four of the orchestra world or something like that, where you're selected from among your peers to come and show the best of what's going on in music in America.
The music hasn't been decided yet, but the focus will be on things the ASO does best, such as new and contemporary music, as well as certain elements of the core repertoire.
Well, it's an orchestra that has a very, I think, clear sense of what it's doing artistically. It has a commitment to a fairly broad range of repertoire.
Thomas Morris is the festival's artistic director.
We believe that first having a point of view is essential, and having a point of view which, in fact, is practiced in what they're doing is really important in all of those things. The Alabama Symphony was simply outstanding.
Playing the Spring for Music Festival is less expensive than renting the hall and buying your own advertising, but the ASO still has to incur the expense of getting all their musicians to New York. Again, Executive Director Kurt Long.
What I think we will end up doing is going out and asking some of the symphony's biggest supporters and biggest cheerleaders and people who want to see Birmingham's image promoted outside of the community to help us fund this extra project.
Festival Director Thomas Morris says that performing at Carnegie Hall as an achievement itself can be overrated, but he also sees some upside.
It's like a sports team. When you go to another city and play against a very competitive team and you play really well, it improves the quality of the team. So it's not the simple fact of we are good enough to get there, but it has a lasting effect and a positive effect, I think, on how an orchestra performs and how it sees itself.
The Alabama Symphony Orchestra will play in the second season of the Spring for Music Festival in May of 2012. For WBHM, I'm Michael Crowell.